So in this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us that Lord Chaitanya Nityananda would go out daily in the streets of Nadia. Nadia is in Navadvip, West Bengal, about 500 years ago. And they would request the people of the town, the Sankirtan party, they would request them, Radha Krishna bol, to chant Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. Okay. So, the teachings that Lord Chaitanya gave to the people were very simple. He said, we are all caught up in a whirlpool of senseless action. We are acting, but what is the value of our actions? It's not making us happy. It's producing reactions. In the material world, There's karma, akarma, and vikarma. So karma is action and reaction. Every action you perform produces a reaction, a response from the material energy. But in ignorance, we do whatever we feel like doing, you know? And we think we are free to do. But then the reaction comes. If a man thinks that he can just, you know, grab a woman on the streets, there'll be a reaction, right? Either you get beat up, or you'll get locked up, and end up in jail. So every action we perform produces a reaction. So there are some actions that should never be performed. That is called vikarma. And that is given in the scriptures. Vikarma. Nunam pramatak purute vikarma. But we are acting in ignorance. And so Lord Chaitanya says we are caught up in a whirlpool of senseless action. And all what's happening is we are sinking lower and lower. We may not believe in karma. We may not believe in reincarnation. We may think we can do whatever, but even here, we cannot do whatever we like. There will be reaction. The law is there. If you overeat, you'll get indigestion. We cannot do whatever we like. So Mahaprabhu said, if you can just understand that you are a spirit soul and you are the eternal servant of Krishna, then that'll be the end of your sorrows. You can really understand this fact that you're not this body, you're a spirit soul. So chant Hare Krishna, he says, and your eyes will fill with tears, tears of joy, happiness, and your body will feel transcendental ecstasy. So chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda would ask people to do this, but beg them, especially Nityananda Prabhu. He would beg people to chant. And he said, this is all that we are begging for. Me. This is the only alms. I'm not begging for money or anything. Just begging to chant Hare Krishna. And when you do this, all dangers will be gone when the holy name is chanted. So, Radha Krishna Bol, Bol, Bol Re Sobai. Radha Krishna Thank you.
Krishna, O Lord, so my heart is troubled. O Lord, so my heart is troubled. O Lord, so my heart is troubled. Maya Boshe, Nacho Boshe, Ocho Hapu, Bububa, Maya Boshe, Nacho Boshe, Ocho Hapu, Maya Boshe, Nacho Boshe,
Oh,
שלום ועם הפרח ביקשה ותעבור כל גדול
when Krishna was present 5,000 years before, he asked everyone to surrender, but nobody was taking it up. So he comes again, and this time he comes in a disguise as a devotee of Krishna. And he distributes this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Him and Nityananda Prabhu, they brought this from Goloka and they freely distributed it to anyone and everyone, because there isn't anything better than this, chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Srila Prabhupada said, when he came, he was kind of experimenting with it, going out into the, New York. Nobody's ever heard of Hare Krishna when he came. And he went into a park all by himself. He says, I was experimenting to see what kind of effect it would have. And he would chant every day, 3 hours. And gradually people, just by hearing the chanting, they started coming forward, one by one. So this holy name of Krishna, it is all auspicious. It brings good fortune when chanted. It is not different from Krishna, but it is even more merciful than Krishna. Yes, it says, Abhinatvam Nama Namino. The name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. If there's any difference, then he's more merciful than Krishna. Because he comes to you in your fallen condition. You can chant Hare Krishna and Krishna is there. He's on your tongue. And you can chant and you can become ecstatic. So who will not take this up? Bhagavatam says only a butcher may not take this up. Someone who is killing himself. But it's so nice. It's so nice. And the more we chant, the more we become purified, and then we can actually begin to relish chanting. It's like medicine in the beginning. But as we get purified, then the sweetness of the holy name can be tasted, guaranteed. There's another song you want to sing called Bol Hari Bol. I've never sang this one here, but some of you may know it. It's on one of my older CDs. Yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bol Hari Bol. Okay, it's called Bolo Hari Bolo in the book. Is that it?
Yeah.
Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol,
Bol Hari Bol,
Oh, So, whether you're living at home as a householder, grihastha, you can chant. Sannyasis can also chant while traveling. So it says, remaining in this material world, you should live only for Krishna's purpose. Krishna samsara taki, bol hari bol. This is actually what it means to be a disciple. Srila Prabhupada told one devotee, disciple means to be an instrument in the hand of your spiritual master. You have no separate purpose, no independence. You do what he asks you to do. It's simple. And Krishna set an example like that. As a young boy, he went to the ashram of Sandipani Muni. Him and what's his friend name? Sudama Vipra. And they serve their spiritual master. Even Krishna is God. And he's setting the example. They were sent to get firewood in the forest. And they got lost, and there was a storm. Next morning, the spiritual master had to come and look for them. So, while we are in this world, we live for Krishna's purpose. And we'll be happy. Those who serve Krishna, they become very happy. So this is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give out this devotional service. And our line of spiritual masters have continued down to the present day. So, then one instruction here, he says, Asat Sangha Charibai. What does this tell you? Asat Sangha. Yeah, Asat means temporary. Sat means eternal. Sat means truth. Asat. So the association which will only keep you in the material world, give that up. He said, give that up and take up the Vaishnava association. Vaishnava Charane Puri. So fall at the feet of the Vaishnavas and chant Bol Hari Bol. And then he concludes the song by telling us, chant the names of Gaura Nityananda, Gaura Gadadhar and Gaura Advaita. They are members of the Panchatattva. So it's a very simple song, but very nice. There's a little footnote here that said Vishnu Jan Maharaj, he was one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. He was very famous in the movement in the 70s. But he left before Srila Prabhupada departed. But he was a very dear disciple, very dear servant of Prabhupada. He was the only person that Prabhupada allowed to even have deities. Previously, deities were only kept in the temples. And Prabhupada was very strict about it. But with Vishnu Jayan Swami, Prabhupada felt that he was qualified. And he didn't have a stationary temple. As a sannyasi, he lived in a bus. And when Prabhupada told him he could have deities, he got some big deities, like Radha Damodar. Yeah. Those deities are now in Gita Nagari, in America, on the East Coast, on a farm. But those were Vishnu Jan's deities, and he traveled with them. If you look at this bus from the outside, it looked like a hippie bus. It was painted yellow with red and green and blue and white, lotus flowers and swans, like a ratiatra card. And in New York City, or any city in America, when that bus passed, all heads would turn. They'd never seen it something like that. But if you step inside the bus, it was a temple. There were marble on the floor, a nice altar with Srinivasan and Radha Damodars there. And he traveled with three or four brahmacharis all over the country of America. And he would go to universities and sit down and chant Hare Krishna. And he had a kitchen on the bus. He would cook huge, like 20 gallons of khichdi, and distribute it to the students. Many devotees joined because of that. They dropped out of school. So this song, he liked this song, and he used to be chanting like this: Bol Hari Bol to Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. It's a really nice song, and the instructions in it are given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is one of our spiritual masters also. So these, as I always say, these songs are very nice. We shouldn't ignore them. They can help us in our bhajan, help us in our practice of chanting, because the acharyas kind of share their heart. They give us the mood that we should enter into when we chant. We are not chanting for name and fame. We are not chanting for money. We are not professional men. It's devotees. And we chanting for the pleasure of spiritual master, the pleasure of the deities, the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. So people always ask me, young devotee, what mood? How do I chant? And I always tell them, you have to chant in the mood of a servant. Because that's what we are. Servants forever. Somebody could make a t-shirt like that. Servants forever. It may not be popular in the material society, because everybody wants to be masters, right? You are told I can tell you, this is the mentality, you know, in the big cities, in the corporate world. If you want to get ahead, you have to step on other people's head. Yes. But in Vaishnava world, you have to get your head stepped on by everyone. This is how we make progress. It's very simple. Okay. Hari Deepali. Not yet. This last one. Save the best for last. You're saying Hari Hari Deepale. This is also Srila Prabhupada told Jamuna Devi when she asked him, what is your favorite bhajan? And he immediately said, Hari Hari Deepale. So knowing this, I made it a point to learn this bhajan. You can put it on the phone and afterwards you can say something. Have you got any people there? Oh, he's got it already. Right. Hari Hari. Bikale Janama Goainu. Hari Hari, Bipale Janama Bipale Janama Goainu Mandu Shajanama Paya Radha Krishna Mahajiya Manasya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Mahajiya Radha Krishna Kanhaiya 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 Kanhaiya
Oh, Vaishnav Sampradaya, or the disciplic line coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam is a very special person, very special devotee, because Lord Chaitanya told that he was coming before he was born. And Lord Chaitanya said, Kirtan is my life and soul, and when Narottam comes, he will sustain my Kirtan. So he did so. He became like, at the time, Narottam was the Kirtan Acharya. He led such amazing Kirtans. There are this historical descriptions. In fact, when, let's see, it was several years after Mahaprabhu left, went back to Nityalila, and the devotees were all feeling separation. You can imagine having Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in your company for years and then he's gone. How could you go on living? Even Lord Chaitanya himself, he used to say, I have no love for Krishna. He would say that. I have no love for Krishna. And people would say, ah, but we see you always crying. He said, that is just to make a show. He said, if I had any love for Krishna, how could I go on living my insect life, eating and sleeping when Krishna is gone? How could I go on living just concerned with eating and sleeping? He says, this is an insect life. So he says, I have no love. It's just a show, I cry. Of course, it wasn't a show. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing the highest love, the love that Radharani feels for Krishna. It's one of the esoteric reasons why he came, internal reasons. He came to distribute the holy names, but he has other things. Just like you may go to a city and you have many things that you want to accomplish. So one of his things was to taste, what is Radharani feeling? What is she experiencing? I don't know. She's so devoted. Her love, I have no experience of that. And I am the king of love. He says, I am Rasaraj, the king of love. But yet, I don't know what is her love for me. So, this is the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Narottam Das, as I was saying, years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, it was Narottam Das who organized the first Gaur Purnima festival. Yes. At that time, Lord Nityananda's wife, Janavi Mata, she was the eldest Vaishnavi around. So everyone offered their respects to her. So Narottam went and sought her blessings to have this festival. It was at a place called Keturi. That's actually where Narottam appeared, his birthplace. It's in Bangladesh. East, well, that time it wasn't called Bangladesh. It was East Bengal. And he organized a big festival and invited devotees from all over. They came from Jagannath Puri. They came from everywhere. Vrindavan. And in those days, it means you walk. There were no trains, no planes, you know. But just see, they know the value of this. They would start walking months in advance to get there in time. Thousands of followers, devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there. And there was a big abhishek and a big fest, everything, you know. Prasadam was prepared to feed everybody. And then when it was time for the kirtan, Narottam Das began singing. We can only imagine what that kirtan was like. But everyone was in so much ecstasy. And in the middle of his kirtan, a miracle happened. The Panchatattva, who had already all gone back to Goloka, they appeared in the kirtan for everyone to see. And they were dancing. Can you imagine that? By the chanting of Narottam Das, he caused the Panchatattva to come again. It's a very nice description of this. So, Narottam Das is very special acharya, and his songs are also very special. He wrote two books of songs. One is called Prathana, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji was once asked by someone, how can I get prema? How can I get love of Krishna? He said, oh, that is very easy. Just go to the marketplace and purchase these two books by Narottam. Because in his songs, he shared it. So Hari Hari Dipale was one of his songs. And in that song, he is lamenting. This is his mood. He's lamenting that I've wasted my life by not chanting Hare Krishna, not worshipping Radha and Krishna. He said, I was knowingly drinking poison. Such a nice thing, this Hare Krishna movement, brought here by Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, who are no different from Krishna and Balaram. He is telling us so. Rajendra Nandana Jai, Sachi Sutta Bhaya said, Balaram Vidhali Kaya. Thank you. Right? So from the acharyas, you know, we learn who is who and what is what. Most people have no idea. As I said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a channa avatar, cover. He's coming in the disguise of a devotee to teach us by example. So this is his acharya leela. As a teacher. Acharya, we've heard this word, founder, acharya, Srila Prabhupada. He taught by example. Everything that we are doing here, he did it. He taught. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acharya. And he taught. He came to teach us how to be actual devotee of Krishna. Because there may be many pseudo-devotees, right? Everywhere. There's real money and then there's counterfeit. Right? There's real gold and there's fool's gold. If you want to purchase gold, you have to know how to test what is real gold. So there's real devotee and then there's the imitation. Or pseudo. So Narottam Das is teaching us how to. He said this movement is so nice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu started this movement, this Hare Krishna movement. But he said, I was not attracted. I thought, I have more important things to do. Right? I have more important things to do. I have my career, I have my this, I have my that. So he said, that is like drinking suicide, drinking poison. So he comes to his senses later on and he remarks, now I realize how I've wasted my life. Better late than never. When you realize this, you have no other course but to take shelter. See? We knew nothing in the West, absolutely nothing. At least in India, there's Vedic culture. Some places more than others. South India, the culture is more intact there. Yes. But in the West, what culture is there? Everyone is motor car driver, everyone is womanizer, everyone is meat eater, everyone is drunkard. That's the culture. But so we know nothing. But Prabhupada came, following in the mood of Lord Nityananda, he explained. And once we listened and heard, then we had no other course but to join. It was very radical. It was revolutionary. Yes, it was. Because people in general, society in the West, they thought we are crazy. They said like that. They used to be in the newspapers, they said, those crazy Hare Krishnas. So when Prabhupada heard that they're calling us crazy, he wrote an essay called, Who's Really Crazy? Who's Crazy? And he had it printed to distribute. Let people know, we are not the crazy ones. You are crazy. You don't take to this movement. Then you are crazy. So once we heard what he was, his message, what he had to say, then there was only one thing to do. Come and surrender. Give our life. And when I was going, when I made up, you know, after, this didn't come to me until I heard Prabhupada speak. I was content to be a Sunday worshipper. Come on Sunday, take prasad, dance in the kirtan and go back home. And I never thought I would join. But then Prabhupada came. And after he spoke, going home that night, all I could think was, I have to join. I must join. It had such effect. And when I finally, it took me a few months to wind up my affairs. Because we all have affairs in the material world, entanglements. Had a good job, very good job, in New York City. Everybody wants to come to New York City, the Big Apple. But that apple is rotten in the core. It looks nice on the outside, but it's rotten in the middle. You ever get an apple like that? No? Yeah, it rottens from the inside. Anyway, I went and tell my boss. I gave him 2 weeks' notice. So he couldn't understand why I'm leaving. Because he thought, you have such a promising future here in this company. A promising career. It's true. I started at the bottom of the lowest position in the company. It was a big company. And in 6 months' time, they promoted me to being a supervisor of one department with six men who were all older than me, because I was only 21. 22, 21, I came to America. So it was a good position. He liked me because he said, you have good work ethics. I said, well, I came here to work. He said, yes, but there are many people, they're working, but they don't have the same ethics. So he says, so why are you leaving? I said, I didn't want to tell him because I knew he'll never understand. So I said, I'm just leaving. He said, How much money are they giving you? He thinks that's all he knows. I said, it's not about money. I'm not leaving because of money. He said, tell me how much. I will match it. I'll match it. I said, I tell you, it's not money. I'm not leaving because of money. He kept persisting. He said, I'll give you more than they're giving you. He really believed I'm, because people leave one job to go take another job, a better job. So he thinks that's why I'm leaving. So he says, I'll give you more money. And I told him, I said, you don't have enough money to keep me here. And he said, really? That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not about money. I'm leaving. I'm going. So he said, well, tell me where you're going and why you're going. So I said, you really want to know? Yes, I want to know. Because you say it's not about money. I said, it's not about money. I said, okay. So you see those people in the street? Wearing orange robes. And this was a real novelty back then, you know, it was a phenomenon. I said, those people in the orange sheets and the ponytails, paint on their face. He says, yeah, the Hare Krishna, what of them? I said, I'm going to become one of them. Well, his mouth dropped open because it didn't compute with his intelligence. He couldn't believe it, that I would give this up for that. He said, you're serious about this? I said, yes, I thought about this a long time. This is what I'm going to do. He said, well, he made a last effort. He said, I'll tell you what, if it doesn't turn out the way you think it's going to, come back and I'll have your job waiting for you. But I knew, there's no coming back. I said, sir, I've got a one-way ticket out of here. I'm not coming back, so give that job to anybody. I knew, I'm going to join with Srila Prabhupada. I understood what he was giving. What was he giving? Get that Prabhupada song. Because time is good. Krishna Tava Punya Habibha. I'll tell you about it. Why? So, Prabhupada wrote this song on the boat, the Jaladuta, crossing the Atlantic Ocean, somewhere in the middle of the ocean. And in his diary, he says, today I revealed my mind to my dear companion, Krishna. Now, he wrote this poem. It has, it's really 8 verses, but he wrote it as if it's 9, because one of the verses, the 6th verse, is actually a shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, whereas all the other verses are Prabhupada. He composed them in Bengali, and he wrote it in the Bengali script, you know. So when I see this one verse, why did he put it in there? Because this is what he was thinking. So here's the verse by Prahlad Maharaj. The Sanskrit, it's in Sanskrit, it's in Bhagavatam, whereas all of Prabhupada's verses are in Bengali. And they're a completely different meter. You can't sing the Sanskrit verse to the Bengali, the meter for the other verses. So I never sing this verse. But it's important that Prabhupada put it in there. So this verse, Prahlad Maharaj, is one of the prayers he offers to Lord Nrsimhadev. He says, Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe Kama bikamam anuja prapatam prasangat. Kritvatmashat surashina bhagavan vihita. Soham katam visaje tava britya sevam. And the meaning, let's see, let's get this meaning. He says, Prahlad Maharaj, my lord, thus by associating with material desires, one after another, I was following the general population by falling into a blind well full of snakes. My dear lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the great sage Narad Muni, my spiritual master, he kindly accepted me as his disciple, and he instructed me how to achieve the transcendental position similar to his own position. So how could I ever leave the service of your servant? See? There's no question of leaving. As I say, we come with a one-way ticket. We're not going back. So Prabhupada was thinking like that. The important thing that I picked out of this verse is, he says, my spiritual master has given me, he instructed me how to achieve transcendence, how to achieve a transcendental position. So this is what Prabhupada is coming to give us. Instructions whereby all of us, each and every one of us, can achieve transcendence. Do you believe it? Just by this process you follow, you will become transcendental. So, anyway, I've explained this song so many times, but I'll say it again. In this song, Prabhupada is addressing Krishna as his very dear friend. Krishna tava punya habe bhai. Bhai, bhai means brother. But it's more than one Bengali devotee, friend of mine, he says, it means more than brother. It means like a bosom, someone you keep close to your heart, a bosom friend, a dear friend, someone you disclose your heart to, and he discloses his heart to you. So this is, the first time I came upon this word was long ago in America. There was a Gujarati community in California. I was the president of the Laguna Beach Temple. I was there for like 10 years. And I made friends with this community. And I noticed they always addressed one another as bhai. It was Chiman bhai, Prajit bhai, so. Yeah? And so I asked him, what is this bhai? He said, it's an affectionate. Yeah. And they were very affectionate to one another. So I used to go to all their homes every Friday and Saturday night and do bhajans. And they, it was really nice. So Prabhupada is addressing Krishna like that. Oh, my dear friend, it is known that your life revolves around Srimati Radharani. You are always seeking her mercy. Everyone is seeking your mercy, but you are seeking Radharani's mercy. He's telling Krishna, I know this about you. This is a fact. All Gaudiya Vaishnavas know this. He says, so, this is for all time. It's fixed like the pole star. Dhruvayati boli tomai thai. Dhruvaloka is the pole star. So he said, I'm coming to you, my dear friend, because my spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasa, he has given me a tall order. He wants me to go and take this out of India, around the world, to the English-speaking world. And that's a tall order. I feel incompetent. I'm not qualified to do this. I don't know where to begin. And Prabhupada, before coming, he asked many people, many Vaishnavas, to help him. He kept saying, my Guru Maharaj has given me this. At least I have to try, even though it seems so impossible. And everyone is telling him, don't go, you're old. What are you going there to die? Stay here, stay in Vrindavan. But Prabhupada was not, that wasn't working for him. He was determined, I have to go, I have to try. And so, on the boat, he had two heart attacks. And he thought, if I get another one, I'll die. So he's praying to Krishna, I really need your help. Only with your, if you give me your Shakti, Krishna Shakti, Vinanahe, Tara Pravartana. Without this, this cannot be done. You cannot spread Krishna consciousness without that. So he says, he's telling Krishna, I need your mercy, I need your Shakti, so I can please my Guru Maharaj. If I please my Guru Maharaj, that is my success in life. Every morning we sing in the Guru Vastrakam at Mangalarti, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasada Nagati Patoki. By satisfaction of the spiritual master, Krishna is pleased. So he says, I need your help to do this, to please my spiritual master. And then he tells us, he glorifies his Guru Maharaj in the three verses. And then he says, now my spiritual master, he is a servant of Lord Chaitanya. He's a servant of Radharani. So, because he's asking me to do this, that means Radharani wants this to be done. She's involved, she's not out of the picture. You know, this is under her jurisdiction. This Sankirtan movement is under the jurisdiction of Radharani. So, so he says, so she wants it done. So, I'm telling you, if you help me, that would be good for you. You will get some, yes, you'll get Radharani's kripa. So what do you think? Krishna says, you have me there. You have me there. So whatever you want, I will give. And he says so in Bhagavad Gita. My devotees, whatever they lack, I will supply. So he supplied Prabhupada, and Prabhupada did the impossible, what no one imagined, even his godbrothers. They were shocked, they were surprised with the success that Prabhupada was having in the country of the Mlechas. Right? They were surprised. They couldn't believe it. They thought, is it the same Abhay? Because Prabhupada was a grihastha most of his life. While many of his godbrothers were already sannyasis, long time, and he came, he was like the dark horse, came from behind, the underdog, right? The last horse to come out of the gate, and then he comes and passes everybody and leaves them behind, because he had Krishna Shakti, and firm faith in the spiritual master. So all this Prabhupada expressed in his song, a wonderful song. And he said, at the last two, three verses, Prabhupada gives a little glimpse into his inner life, his aspirations. what is, just like Narottam Das Thakur, he shares his aspirations. Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishora Jivanin Marane Gati Arnaimor. He wants to serve the Lord's Spirit Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada, he expresses a little different sentiment. He says, Tomaro Milani Bhai. Tell you exactly what he says. He says, Tomaro Milani Bhai Abhara Se Sukha Pai. Go charane guri dinabor. Utabane chuta chuti bane kai lutaruti. Se din kabe habe mor. He says, oh my dear friend, if the chance to meet you again, the chance to meet with you occurs again, then surely I will be able to rejoin you. I'll come back with you. He says, and in your company, I will experience great joy once again. Wandering about the pastures and fields, I will pass the entire day with you in tending cows. Joking with you and frolicking with you throughout the many forests of Braj. I will enjoy such pastimes as stealing and eating each other's lunches. When, oh when, will that day be mine? This is what he's aspiring for. Okay, so let's sing it because we have already gone over time. I don't want my president to beat me over the head.
Krishna, Tava Punya Have Bhai. Krishna, Tava Punya Have Bhai. Tava Punya Have Bhai. Krishna, Tava Punya Have Bhai. Rahani Suki Habe Rubayati Boli Tomata Yepunya Kalibe Jabe Rahani Suki Habe Rubayati Boli Tomata Krishna Tava Punya Have Bhai. Krishna Tava Punya Have Bhai. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Sachi Sutta Priyayani Krishna Seva Jara Puranai Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Sachi Sutta Priyayani Krishna se jaya sojana Se se mahanta guru Jagate madhe guru Krishna bhakti deta eta Se se mahanta guru Jagate madhe guru Krishna bhakti deta eta Tara is your mother, man. Pasha is holy justice, Gorakhi
Ramnam. Holy justice, Gorakhi Ramnam.
Prithivite Nagarani, Asamudra Nagarani, Santalai, Bole Krishna Ram. Maya dushta jagaruki, jagate sabai suki, Vaishnave kicha purna hai.
Maya dushta jagaruki, jagate sabai suki, Vaishnave kicha purna hai.
Oh,
নয় ভাই চোখে পাই গোটারে গরি
পানে ছুটা ছুটি বনে কায় লুটা লুটি সেই কবে হবে
কত বনে ছুটা ছুটি বনে কায় লুটা লুটি সেই কবে হবে
আজি সে সুবিধার স্মরণ বড় আশা দক্ষিণ
আজি সে সুবিধা বড় আশা দক্ষিণ
আমি তোমার চাই করে
আমি তোমাকে গতি
some of the CDs are still available, so those of you who want to have your CDs, you can still contact Pachetra Skripa Prabhu. Few copies are left, so you can avail this facility and have the CDs also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.